The Hollow Bones, written by Leah Kaminsky and read by Tavia Gilbert.
I am searching your face for remnants of the young man, the one who wrote of the cries of the holy Lammergeier as it feeds on the bones of the dead, the brilliant scientist who described the rare Tibetan bunting bird that resembles a flying amulet. Such extraordinary attention to the intricate detail of our world, such careful observation and recording. In your tales, you described the faces of Tingri pilgrim women singing for alms, babies tied to their backs. You wrote so beautifully of the Ragyapa, scavengers of the city, who collected the horns of sheep and goats to protect the edges of their ragged tents against icy winds. All those fantastical accounts you brought back from distant shores, more magical than any trinket you might have picked up from a village marketplace, to carry home to me. As you prepare to leave the world you were so hungry to explore, I imagine I can see a tinge of regret in your eyes, and I wonder how we both became the people we are. History unfolded in ways we never could have dreamt of when we were children growing up in our pretty town. Who might we have been had we met in a different place or another time? Citizens of a land far away from our own sullied, shadowy one. As I watch you sleep restlessly, your wrinkled hand against the white sheet, I am conjuring up our impossible reunion, pretending I am standing at the entrance to 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, under the wings of the Bronze Angel, silhouetted against the sunlight as it lifts a dead soldier out of the flames of war. I see your familiar figure walk towards me through the throngs of passengers, jostling to board their trains. You carry the leather traveling case embossed with your initials that I gave you on our 10th wedding anniversary. We embrace and lips meet, our love made inconspicuous as it is swallowed by the crowd. At our house on the edge of the park, I picture the children awaiting your return. Little Heidi is fluent in three languages and plays the flute. All of my abandoned dreams re-emerging when I see her small fingers positioned above the keys. How long it has been since I held a flute in my hands. Our Brooke is captain of the school archery team, his father's son. You are a professor of ornithology, specializing in rare Tibetan birds, and I sometimes slip into the crowded lecture theater to watch you standing at the podium, spinning your exotic tales to another crop of enthralled students. You are filled with knowledge about birds, the iridescence of feathers, the wizardry of flight, the vagaries of their migrations. We spend our summers on Campobello Island with the Roosevelt clan and send money home to our families to help them rebuild their lives.